Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back.
Good morning.
We're back, and it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'm excited about having Leslie Mills on our show, ladies and gentlemen, because she's the owner of a company called Griswold Special Care, which is, she has six offices around the Connecticut area. And the reason Connecticut is important is because she is the 2004 Connecticut Small Business Person of the Year. She was chosen by the great state of Connecticut. She was recognized by the U.S. Small Business Administration in May in Orlando when I was there whooping it up with all the small business owners down there. And she has a great story to tell, and I want her to tell it. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Leslie, first, let me say this. Congratulations on what you've accomplished, not only in your business, but being recognized as the 2004 Connecticut Small Business Person of the Year. That's a great accomplishment, and I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's just an organizing strategy from my point. I mean, the award really belongs to all the people who provide the care for those seniors that we keep out of nursing homes.
Right. Well said, and that's such a classic response from folks. If you've heard entrepreneurs, the small business winners on the show before, you know that's kind of a standard response, and it tells you a little bit about the kind of person that really is successful. They're the people who don't take all the glory. They help other people to be successful, and they point out their success whenever they can. And Leslie, good for you. Tell us a little bit about Griswold Special Care.
Well, it was founded 21 years ago by Jean Griswold. She's a wife of a minister in Philadelphia, and she was looking at around her parish, and she saw that people didn't need nursing care to stay out of nursing homes. What they needed was help with day-to-day activities, bathing, grooming, cooking, housework, errands, that sort of thing.
In their own home.
In their own home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and those of us, and we all know elderly folks who are getting on, it's those day-to-day things that start to interfere with their ability to stay independent.
Right.
So she started just as part of the parish's mission at her dining room table, matching up people in the parish that she knew needed work with elders that she knew needed some help to stay independent. So she started that, and from that it's grown to 72 offices and two countries, and I am very proud to be associated with Griswold Special Care.
So you're a franchisee?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I didn't, you know, I'm not familiar with this. I guess I didn't realize that it was a franchise, and are there other Griswold, how many other Griswold Special Care organizations are there around the country?
About 72. Primarily up and down the East Coast. But
right.
Also now starting in the Midwest and I believe the Denver area.
So your work is strictly in the home.
Yes.
You don't provide any kind of domiciliary or any kind of residence or anything like that.
Well, we follow our clients, so we also consider people's home assisted living facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So very often we are called in either by the assisted living facility to take care of someone who is residing there.
So if somebody really gets attached to you in their home, and then they wind up going to a residence, a congregate living facility or some kind of a domiciliary, assisted living, as you say, something like that, they actually can request that your company come in and continue to take care of them.
Yes.
Wow, that's very interesting, because I know how much the folks you serve get attached to the people who, my parents are, as my audience knows, I lost my dad last month after a long battle with some illness, and my mother is 80 years old, and I know when the caregivers come in to help them, I know how much they get attached.
We become part of the people's family.
And it's both ways, because I know the caregivers get attached too.
Oh, they do. And this is often a very difficult job for caregivers because since the average age of our clients is 82, as you might expect, we're often forming lifetime attachments.
Right.
Because, the remaining life is relatively short. And that takes a big toll on the caregivers, especially when we do a lot of work with hospice. They refer to us all the time. And we even have ministers who are our caregivers.
Now, what is the biggest, as the owner of a care company like this, taking care of the infirmed and the elderly, what is the biggest challenge that you have, not in delivering the services, but in being a business owner in this field?
Always it's in recruiting.
Finding good people.
Finding good people. Our methods are extremely arduous. We only take 1 out of every 10 applicants.
Right.
In part because we insist on speaking with 3 references that the applicant has given us.
Those nasty little references tell the tale a lot of times.
These days, those are the very, very hardest things to get.
But you can't hire without them, can you?
Nope. Although so many people just take written letters as reference. Some people don't check the dates of employment, or worse, they're satisfied with dates of employment.
We pick up the phone and call. You got to do that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And for us, dates of employment are just not enough of a reference. We have to have at least a 5-minute conversation with someone about that person. And these days, being such a litigious society, it's very difficult to coax people to talk about that employee.
Right.
But we have to do it.
Well, absolutely, especially in your part of the marketplace where you're taking care of human beings. You're not just delivering a product. You're actually, someone's life is in the balance here, and certainly their well-being is. What about now? How are you paid? Are you private pay, or do you receive insurance money or state and federal?
We're almost all private pay. When this was established, it was with the recognition that Medicare pays for many services, sort of on the medical side.
Right.
But families are always left paying for chronic care, so Alzheimer's or arthritis or congestive heart failure. Medicare will only pay if the client has already been in the hospital for 3 days, then comes home and has skilled care being provided.
Right.
Once that skilled care component stops, so does the ancillary care, such as the type that we provide, which is personal care and so forth.
Leslie, stand by. We have to take a quick break. And when we come back, Leslie does something called, she has a foundation called Life Tales. You're not going to want to miss this story. This is a very, very inspiring story about something called Life Tales. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see.
We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And when you subscribe, if you want to, you can ask for the special Labor Day edition, which we'll send out to you. We actually sent out 2 newsletters this week, the regular one on Sunday, and then we sent out a Labor Day edition as well. Leslie Mills is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year from the state of Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, beautiful state, especially in about a month. Your state's going to just bloom and turn into a palette of colors, isn't it, Leslie?
One of the best places in the world to be.
Yeah. I caught Connecticut. It wasn't just the right week or the right day. I caught it on the right hour once back in the mid-'80s. It was perfect. I drove all the way across the state on the absolute perfect day for the colors. Leslie, give us your website, please.
www.homecare-ct.com.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, there's a little story about me and why I got involved with home care. There's all the different types of services. We've also put together a list of all the organizations around the state that have anything to do with elder care. So places like the Alzheimer's Association and the MS Society. We invest in all of those organizations to try and make them healthy And we're also in the process of putting up a universal calendar statewide that any of those organizations can go to and post their events and teaching.
That's a good idea. What a great service. That's a good
anyone
service.
Anyone across the state can go to that universal calendar and find out what's what in elder care.
Leslie, if someone is listening to the show in another part of the country or the world, for that matter, because they're listening on the Internet all over the world, what would you can they find out about Griswold and how to become a franchisee on your from your website? Can they link?
Yes, they can link from us over to the main one. Yep.
Okay. And what if they would like to ask you? You know, you mentioned references in the previous segment. What if they'd like to talk to you and see if get your thoughts, answer some questions about whether they should go into something like this? Would you do that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm the Connecticut president of the National Association of Women Business Owners. So
good for you.
I volunteer a lot of time with people in business, both men and women.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Now,
and my email address is Leslie Mills. That's LeslieMills at homecare-ct.com.
Okay. Give us the website. It's homecare-cp.com.
Right. CT as in Connecticut.
CT.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Homecare-ct.com. Tell us about Life Plan. This is a very interesting thing that you've done, this private foundation you founded. Folks, you're gonna want to hear this story. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay, well, two things came together in my mind. One is a love of writing and a recognition of how poorly it's being taught these days. I was sort of despairing of the state of the art. And the other was after being with Griswold Special Care for 10 years, noticing that it wasn't only the hands-on work that we were doing and the housekeeping that we were doing that were making people feel that they improved. By the way, we did a survey last year, and 96% of our clients said that if the condition could improve, it did. So everyone, you know, really felt that these types of services were improving people's spirits and well-being and so forth. It wasn't just what we were doing. It was the mere fact that the caregiver was there, was patient, was willing to listen to the stories. So I put those two ideas together in my mind, and I funded a foundation, started it, called Griswold Life Tales. And every summer, we hire 4 aspiring writers, a very competitive process. I've hired a university professor who works for 3 months for us, Paul Gustafson, and we take on 4 interns for the summer months. We pay them $3,500 each. We have all the latest technology. We teach them in interviewing techniques and writing. They go out into the community. They interview elders, not so much for life history, but there is some of that. But they gather all of the information, they come back, and they write tales. They write short stories about these people. Then we go back to the home, and we do what we call read-back, which is where they tell the elder, and whoever the elder is invited in, and invariably it's neighbors and family and people fly in from all over the country.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they hear their tale read back.
Wow.
Then we take the CD, we burn the CD, which is usually about 6 hours of interviewing, and we present that to the families, and we give the story to the families. And the reaction from the elders is as different as the people themselves. One woman picked up her story, and she just filled with tears, and she said, I never thought that I would be important enough for somebody to write about me.
This is such a great thing that you do, because the mental attitude of these folks is so important to their life and to their well-being, to their health.
Yep.
It's amazing. Depression is something that they have to deal with, and you've certainly gone a long way to helping them fight that. Leslie, I wish we had more time. I'd like to get you back on the show, though. You got more things to tell us. I know you got more things you can help us with, all of us within our small businesses. But again, congratulations on being the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year in the state of Connecticut. And Leslie, give us your website one more time.
www.homecare-ct.com.
Homecare-ct.com. Folks, check it out.
You can get to Life Tales there, too.
Okay, you can link to Life Tales, and you can link to the Griswold organization. Thank you, Leslie. Good job, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
See you next time. Leslie Mills, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.